Welcome to the Philippe Matthews Show at thepmshow.tv. Named the Oprah of the Internet by Mark Victor Hansen, Philippe Matthews doesn't ask questions that are different. He simply asks questions that make a difference. The Philippe Matthews Show features entertainers, bestsellers, authors, thought leaders, change agents, and world-class experts in the field of personal, spiritual, and professional development. An internet marketing entrepreneur, Philippe is the creator of the How Movement, dedicated to teaching people how to move from the mindset of hope to the process of how. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, move from the mindset of why to the mindset of why not. Tune in right now to this latest edition of the Philippe Matthews Show and watch your life grow.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on the Philippe Matthews Show with a phenomenal guest. This one is going to be huge. Her name is Gail Thackray, and she is a medium. She is Dr. Doolittle. I mean, she is doing some great and big things in the world of healing. I'm so honored and so blessed to have her with me today in her busy schedule. Gail, thank you for being with me. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Philippe, for having me. I'm so excited to be on.
Well,
I'm actually in Chicago today looking at the
snow.
You're
in my hometown. You're in my hometown, Chicago. Yeah.
See?
Fantastic. Well, welcome to my hometown, even though I haven't been there over 10 years, but it's some good food, some great places, and great people. So let's talk about what you're doing is enormous. Unless people listening on this call, unless you have lived under a rock, everyone has heard of John of God. And I remember this has to be at least 20 years ago, just happened to be watching, I think it was either 2020, which I think it was, it was either 2020 or 60 Minutes, or one of those magazine shows. And they had this huge piece on John of God. And then not too soon after that, there was an entire Oprah show dedicated to it of this miraculous healer who basically channeled these, benevolent doctors and ancient healers. And people were traveling all over the world to get to him for this miracle healing. I don't want to tell all of the story, but why don't you pick up where I left off, Gail, and talk about what you're doing with John of God.
Great. Well, yeah, a lot of people heard about John of God on Oprah, and especially Wayne Dyer, who got healed of leukemia.
Yeah.
He actually just sent a photo down there and was healed. And I became a medium. I was completely normal. And then about a few years ago, I became a medium. So I was already doing that when I heard about John of God. And I thought, wow, it sounds fantastic. But it's not like I have an illness, so I don't really need to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the spirits have kind of a strange way of getting to you. You hear about him, and then all of a sudden you end up in Brazil. So I ended up going down there and had just an incredible time. I mean, it's not just the man, John of God, who is amazing, but the whole place. You feel when you get there, as a medium, I can actually feel these spirits really close and talking to me, and beautiful healing spirits. And what John of God does is he's actually a trance medium, which is very rare, which means he actually incorporates spirits into his body. So he goes to sleep, and a spirit comes in his body, and you can go up to him and you can actually talk to the spirit. And it's different ones. There's about 20 different ones that come in. Dr. Augusto is one of the usual ones, Dominasso, and even King Solomon's come through. And you can go up and you can say, you know, I have a problem with my knee or my back or this physical problem. A lot of people go that have illnesses like cancer and get cured. But you can also ask for other things, like you can ask for, well, I need help with my relationship or finances. I mean, you can ask for all kinds of stuff. And, I mean, it works. And I would see these stories after stories, people telling me, even the people that got healed of some terrible disease, they'd say, well, I can still come back because I love to be in this energy. And it does a lot more for you. So, you know, they might have been cured of cancer, but what they found was it works in many more ways. It opens them up and really improves your life. I mean, it's just life-changing. It's very hard to explain. So
I think that's a good point. It's life-changing. That is a very good point. Yes, yeah, more than just healing the ailment, it's like it changes your life.
So it was life-changing for me, and I ended up writing a book about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what was most profound for me was, you know, you can go in front of him, you can ask for whatever you want. And this one particular day, I went in front of him and I asked about a business. Can you help me with this business issue? And he said, yeah, we'll help you. Go sit in the little room. And he had me go sit in a little room just to meditate for a few minutes. And I remember thinking, I didn't really get an answer, did I? You know, I think I was expecting him to say, okay, we'll do this and do that, or, you know, everything's going to be great. And I didn't really get an answer. So I'm sitting there, and I'm in my mind thinking about my business. I'm not being meditative at all. Sudden, it was like this light came down from the ceiling and just engulfed me. And I just felt this warm, beautiful feeling. I mean, so amazing. I actually burst into tears, but tears of happiness. And I don't think I've ever felt so wonderful. And then this voice came to me, and not like mediumship voice, but like a person just standing there. And this voice said, but what is your higher purpose? Meaning, like, why do you care about all this stuff? This is what it's about. This is where it's at. And I said, wow, I want to share this with people. And I really felt that day, I mean, it sounds corny, but I really felt that was the voice of God. Of course, I go back every day and I try to feel that again. That kind of profound thing, and I hear that from many, many people, that, you know, just miraculous things happen to them. So I came back, and I was doing a talk at LA Expo the week later about mediumship. And I said, I just got back from John of God. I want to talk about John of God. And so I put out an email to people, and I said, I'm going to talk about this guy I went to see in Brazil. Didn't really say anything exciting. And about 5 minutes later, I get this call from this lady, and she says, I don't know what happened, but I opened your email, and I felt this amazing light came over me, and I felt this amazing feeling. And my wrist has been bothering me for years, and now it's suddenly fine. And then I get an email from a lady that says, wow, I opened your email. Was there something strange in there? Because I opened this email and I felt this light and this feeling, and now my back's working. And all these people came up and they were saying the same thing. And I hadn't said anything special at all, almost like the spirits from Brazil wanted to connect with people. And just anybody who was willing to listen or to think about this place would get this healing.
Unbelievable.
So I wrote this book about John of God, Gail Thackeray's Spiritual Journeys, and people started to report similar things. That they'd take the book, and maybe they hadn't even read it, but it was just next to the bed. And at night, they'd feel the spirits working on them, and they'd say, you know, I went to bed, I had a stomachache, but I felt this feeling, and I feel fine now.
Unbelievable. So talk to us about... So as a result of this, you have basically become a documentarian of great spiritual healers and leaders, and you're getting ready to do an event with John of God in Toronto. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, we went and we shot a documentary of John of God. I've been down there several times now, and I take groups down there. And we did a filming documentary where we got to interview John of God. And, you know, really, the movie has the same kind of energy that you get. It's like this energy somehow that you get through the books, through the crystals you bring back, through this connection. And this year, John of God has agreed to come to Toronto. So March 15th, 16th, and 17th, I am part of the group that is bringing John of God to Toronto. So this will be the first time he's been to Canada, and, you know, I've got people coming from LA, I've got people coming from New York. It's a little easier to get there than maybe, you know, going all the way to Brazil, but he's going to do a live event, And when he comes, he brings the spirits with him, and they work through him in the same way as they do in Brazil. In fact, a funny story, my partner in Austria, when they did the event in Europe a few months ago, and John of God went there live, when he went into incorporation, which normally does like a little prayer, and then his eyes kind of roll back and his features change and he becomes a spirit. Well, this particular time, this was like 10 minutes, and they were saying, is he okay? What's going on? And finally, this spirit comes through, and it's very, very strong energy, and he says, I am the spirit of King Solomon. And people were coming up to him. He grabbed this guy's walking stick, and the guy didn't want to give it up, and he said, I have done your healing. You don't need it. And he grabbed the walking stick and threw it across the room, and the guy looked completely surprised that he could walk on his own. And, yeah, it was just phenomenal. So we're really excited about Toronto.
Talk to us about this phenomenon, Gail, because I have read about this, you know, and many people have, if they have, you know, listened to Wayne Dyer or Deepak Chopra or Marianne Williamson talk about this power of non-locality and being able to heal and send signals instantaneously regardless of time and space. Is that what we're dealing with here?
Yeah, I mean, we collect negative thoughts and energy around us that make us ill over time. I mean, it's just kind of a natural process. That's what we do. So, you know, somebody just doesn't develop cancer because they're a victim and it just happens. I mean, there's a reason, and it's kind of collected energy. And, you know, the energy around us is good and bad depending on what's been going on in our lives. But, you know, when you look at your ailments and the things that you have or the events that are going on in your life, you've drawn them to you for a reason. And we all have the ability to change that and to have a completely healthy body, both physically and emotionally and spiritually. But sometimes it's a little difficult to get past that. Sometimes it's a little difficult to kind of go, okay, I completely trust in God and in spirit, and I believe and trust, and you know, you can help me. Most of the time, we don't ask for help. Most of the time, we have these helpers in spirit that can heal us, and most of the time, we don't think to ask for ourselves. Mm. But there are these special people, like John of God, that seem to be able, working with the spirit world, seem to be able to connect into a person's consciousness and somehow shift that energy, remove negative ties, remove karma, remove negative energy. And John of God always says, it's not me who heals, it's God who heals. So he believes that he's somehow, you know, a medium between the physical and the spirit world, and the spirits help and the spirits work with him, but really mm-hmm. the healing is between the person and God.
That's absolutely amazing. How does this relate to the process of, if you will, distant healing? Is that similar to remote viewing?
Distant healing, I mean, you can do spiritual healing with the person in front of you, in place, but you can also do it at distance. In fact, it works equally as well. I do distant healing. I brought back a beautiful triangle from Brazil, from John of God, and the spirits signed it for me. And I put photographs of people in that triangle, and it's amazing. I mean, I take people's photographs to Brazil. I'm actually going next week. And I take everybody's name, everybody on my email list, I take their name. But anybody who wants a special, a surrogate surgery or a distant healing, I take their photos. And I've had people that have come to me. I had a lady that came. She had four-stage liver cancer. And I took her photograph, and I put it inside the triangle. And I just said my own little prayer and said, she's coming. I'm bringing her picture, but I'm not coming for about a month. But if you can start working on her. And a week later, before I even got to Brazil, she was completely healed. Now, she went to the doctors, and the doctors said, your tumors have encapsulated, and we can do surgery where they never could before. And they said, this is just miraculous. This never happens, but now we can do surgery, and they took it out. So it wasn't like she didn't have to go to the doctors. It was doctors working hand in hand with the spirits, with the healing energies. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's why we always say, you know, don't stop going to the doctors or, you know. But sometimes things change where you suddenly get the right doctor or the doctor gives you the right thing that's going to work for you.
So was it just a matter of her setting the intention of healing?
Well, she was open enough. She gave me the photo she wanted, so she invited in and asked for the healing. You know, I took it, I did my own little bit of Reiki on her, energy channeling, and asking the spirit world to connect and change that energy, and then asking the spirits from John of God to be there and work with her. I believe that what they do is they actually are able to change the person's energy and maybe remove some of the negative energy around them so that it can make it a little easier. And if they trust and open up, then they could receive that healing. I'd say about 90% of the people get healed. And some people, it's just, you know, they don't, it's not their karma. They don't really want to get healed. It's really their time to go. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what you do. But
well,
a big percentage.
This is a good point that you bring up. Let's talk about that. I mean, because I've heard this on many different sides and the scales. Is it a situation where a person has to believe that this works in order for it to work? I personally don't think
so. No, they don't have to believe. And there's been lots and lots of examples. I've seen people that didn't believe and have been healed, or people that have taken maybe a picture of their son and asked for healing, and he didn't even know that it was going, and he received the healing. But I do believe that it helps if that person is open or at least even maybe doesn't know about it. I think a person that is completely negative about it and saying, no, I don't want this, it could block it and create and stop it from helping.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they say, no, you don't have to believe, but I think it definitely helps if you are involved. And I think also when you receive a healing, what happens is it goes to the cause, the root cause of the problem. So say it's something like cancer. Well, it happened for a reason. You know, perhaps it's some old hurt that you're harboring from your family, or somebody else in the family passed with cancer and you've got a lot of guilt feeling. You know, it could be all kinds of different things, but whatever energy it is that you're holding, when you get a spiritual healing, it releases that energy. So what you may find is you actually start bringing that back and healing that, because that's really the cause of it. And I remember I took a lady to Brazil and took her in front of John of God. And she was very practical. And, yes, I'm trying to believe it. And I sat her down and I did some mediumship. And I said, you know, what is going on with your brother? You know, I feel this guilt with your brother that passed from cancer. And all of a sudden she went, oh, my gosh. You know, and once she opened up and started to realize that she had to take part in it too, that there was some forgiveness or some work on her part, then she got cured.
You bring up a very good point that I think people don't readily recognize. Because anytime someone is dealing with an illness, chronic pain, or any high level of stress or distress in their life, that they think that the disease is the problem, and they're focusing on that, when in actuality the disease is symptomatic of something else that has been building up long term. And sometimes it's so far away in terms of chronological age that we probably have forgotten about it, don't even think about it. We can't even make the connection.
Yeah, I mean, most people don't make a connection with why they have something. And so I think it really helps to do some soul searching. Maybe even before you go to bed at night, before you go to sleep, you know, kind of ask your guides. Sometimes they can give you messages a little bit better when you're dreaming, or maybe they'll put a little thought in your mind for later. and ask them, you know, what is it that's causing this? And start thinking, what bothers me in my life? What triggers me? You know, is it that my mom, every time she says something, it drives me up the wall, but when she says the same thing to my sister, it doesn't bother them? Then why are you triggered? What are your main points? What are the things you really irk you? Or what are the things that when you think back at in your early childhood, are there things you can just look at as experiences, or is it something that really bothers you and really gets you emotionally? And if it is, then maybe it's time to release that, because maybe that's what's causing your problems.
It's fascinating. Talk to us about the difference between some people, of course, entire religions are based, some, on healing. So some people say, if I just send a prayer or pray for someone, that's enough. Is there a difference?
I think it's all the same thing.
Between
a prayer
and just the healing.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of opening up and allowing God or whatever higher energy that you believe in to work with you and change your consciousness to receive your own healing. And some people believe strongly enough in prayer that they can do that by themselves. They can simply talk to God and heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people that believe strongly enough in their medical doctor that they put so much faith that it's going to work. And then there are other people that, you know, put faith in Reiki or hurt. And I think it's different for different people, and it's kind of what gets you to connect. What is it that's really going to do it for you? And I just found that, you know, John of God for most people, you know, is really that trigger and works for almost everybody.
That is absolutely amazing. Here's the question. Is remote or distant healing for everyone or just for a chosen few? I mean, is this something that everyone can do whether it's for themselves or others? Or is it just for a certain few that are just kind of chosen and put here to do these miraculous things?
I think definitely there are people that are more connected than others. I think we all have the ability, but we block it out. So we were all born this way, but, you know, we kind of condition ourselves that we don't believe we could do these things. And so there are people that are just more open, like John of God, who are able to have a stronger connection. I mean, John of God's very rare because he actually allows spirits to come into his body. I mean, I do a similar thing, but I don't have spirits inside my body. I think that would freak me out. but we all do it naturally. We channel energy. I mean, when you just put your hand on somebody's lap and, you know, you just put your arm around them, you're actually, you know, sending that healing energy.
Sure.
When you say a prayer to somebody.
Or a handshake, absolutely, of course.
Yeah. When you pray for somebody, I mean, they've actually, you know, done studies on prayer and how it works, because you're actually doing distant healing when you're praying for somebody. But I tools that are more open and more connected, and you know, you can go see some of these people, and I think they really can make a difference. I think John of God's one of these very rare individuals. I don't know how much longer he's going to be doing this, and I think, you know, it's somebody that you can go see right now in your lifetime, and I think everybody should, because I think it's life changing.
Absolutely. Now, in the introduction, I kind of joked and said you're the modern-day kind of Dr. Doolittle. You're able to, and one of your abilities has been able to speak to, and with nonverbal communication, speak to animals.
I believe that when you connect
in. When did that come about? How did that come about?
When you connect in to this other world, and you open up, you're opening up everything. I mean, to me, if you're opening up your psychic energy, you can get messages from spirit, and you can speak to animals. And for me, it was right after I turned 40, I suddenly became a medium. And one day I was completely normal, and the next day I could get messages from loved ones and spirit, and it completely freaked me out. And I was doing this and practicing on friends and getting used to it. And I went to a little jewelry shop, and there was a woman there giving a talk about animal communication. And we kind of hung out and watched for a little bit, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. And some people had photographs that they were showing her. And so I said to a lady, oh, can I see your photograph? And she showed me. And immediately, I looked at the photo of the cat, and I was inside the body of the cat, and I'm seeing these big fluffy slippers, and they're going around and around and around, and I'm just going crazy watching them. And I said to the lady, do you have a pair of pink slippers with a fluffy ball on the end? And she goes, yeah. And I said, do you get on your exercise bike in the morning, and does the cat watch you? And she goes, oh, my gosh. And I said, oh, that is so weird.
Mm.
And I realized that just as you can tap into the other side to get messages from loved ones, you can tap into the other side to get the conscious, the subconscious messages from the animals. It's like they can go telepathically through the higher self. And you can communicate with animals that are alive or that have passed over. And it feels very similar to spirit communication. So I started doing mediumship, but I would do, you know, I get animals and I get people. I get the animals that were alive, and then I get the relatives that are passed over. And, you know, to me, it's all the same thing. And then they say, okay, and then this person needs to channel some healing energy. So I teach how to communicate with animals and how to become a medium. And I teach Reiki. I believe Reiki was, I didn't realize at the time, but I think that's what actually opened me up and helped me to connect in. And so I teach Reiki, and I teach people how to do this. And I believe we can all do it. I mean, a weekend of animal communication and people are, you know, telling the swapping photos, and they're saying what their names are and what's their favorite treat and all kinds of stuff.
You know, what this sounds like is intuition on steroids. Would you kind of agree with that in terms of being able to supercharge our levels of intuition, or is it completely a different thing?
No, intuition is really guidance from spirit. I think a lot of the time we think, oh, well, they had a great thought, and a lot of the time it's really the other side, and we're just kind of having that little glimpse where we're connecting in. We get help from our guides in spirit all the time. We have spirit guides. We have one main one that's born with us, that is a very high, very high spirit that's around us. And then we have many other guides that come and go and help us, and, you know, sometimes our relatives. Mostly they're just kind of there to give us love and support. But we have this other world that we can tap into, and they can help us in so many ways if we would only ask. And so I think one of the things is when you open up spiritually, your life flows so much better because you start manifesting everything you want. Everything you think about that you'd like to have comes to you faster and faster because you actually start noticing the little signs. You get the intuition, which is really guidance from spirit. So when you ask to manifest something, all of a sudden the doors start opening for you and still things start popping up and you get the little intuition and you're guided. Oh, I should do this. I should do that. Whereas if you're not so open, they're trying to help, but it's like you just keep not noticing it. And they're like, hey, we're trying to give you an opportunity over here, but, you know, you're not listening. So I think when you open up spiritually, it just helps your life in general.
Now, you also said we've been talking about using distant healing in reference to physical or psychological ailments. But you also have written books about it and lecture about it. And I think you have a book called 30 Days to Prosperity where you use these tools and principles to help people manifest wealth or overcome a particular financial struggle or problem. Is that right?
Yeah, because I think that the healthy body that we're meant to have, it doesn't mean just physically. It also means abundance, to have abundance in our life. Because, you know, after all, to do the wonderful things we'd like to do, I mean, we're here to have a joyful experience. And to do the things we'd like to do, to experience and to help our friends, we need money. And I think once you, you know, tap in and learn to work with that energy that's there, then it can help you to manifest. And so I wrote a book. Can't really take full credit for this book, to be honest. I don't really remember writing a lot of this book. I really think this came from spirit. It's a funny story, but I was going to an expo to give a talk, and somebody called in and said they wanted to interview me about my talk on manifesting. And my assistant said, she's not doing a talk on manifesting. She's doing a talk on mediumship. And they said, no, but the other one, right? So she called at the expo and said, what's going on? And they said, oh, yeah, we put Gail down for this manifesting talk. And so, okay, right, fine, I'll talk about manifesting. I'm thinking, now what should I write? And I thought, well, I'll go look on my computer. I've done some workshops and I've got notes somewhere. And I remember writing something before. I'd gone through a period where I was, trying to work out this manifesting, but for some reason it wasn't completely coming to me. And I'd sat with my guys and I'd written some notes down. And if they would remember this, so I look on my computer and I think, well, I don't remember typing it up. And there's an icon on my computer, and it's called Manifesting Book. And I open it up, and there is the entire book that I've written that I don't really remember writing.
Amazing. And I totally can relate to that level of channeling where you're just writing, and you have no idea where it's coming from or memory of it. You just go back. I'm sure you've had the experience where you have read something or you did a book signing somewhere or someone read your book. They came up and said, oh, my God, Gail, this chapter here changed my life. And you say, well, would you read it back to me? Because I have no remembrance of it. What did I say?
Yeah. And half the book is about the energy of money and how it works. And the other half of the book is a program. And it's an exercise that you do every day for 30 days. And it really doesn't matter if you read the first half of the book or whether you believe in it or anything. If you do these exercises every day for 30 days, you will bring more abundance into your life. Mm-hmm. And I give people money back guarantee, and I tell them this all the time. And I get amazing stories. People stand up all the time. I had a lady stood up and said, I came to your event about manifesting, and I saw your John of God triangle. And I asked them to think about something they'd like to manifest, and she put in a little blessing for her mom, and mom needed some help. And she said, you won't believe this. The next morning, my mom called me, and she said, she plays around on the stock market, not a lot, but, a couple of $100, and she'd buy stocks. And that night, she bought the wrong stock by mistake. And when she woke up in the morning, that wrong stock had made her like $18,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I get these great stories. So, I mean, I don't really have to sell the book because people stand up and they say, I did it. And, I'm just thrilled and amazed by it.
Now, how can people get in contact with you, Gail? We've been talking all this time, but we haven't given out what's your web address and how can people connect with you?
Well, my website is my name, GailThackeray.com. So that's GailThackeray.com. And the site to get the John of God tickets is johnofgodlive.com. And if you forget that, you can also go to my site and you'll find it on there. And my books are on Amazon. But if you go to my site, you can find all about my books and my workshops and my talks. I've got some free talks around the country about John of God. And yes, would love, to hear. And if some of your listeners would like to give them a little gift. So if they would like to send an email, and I will put their wish in my triangle. And, they'll see when they give me a wish, I'll put it in my triangle, and they will notice that wish will come true. So have your listeners send it to mywish@GailThackeray.com and put their name, their address, and their date of birth, and then just a list of what they want. I'm not going to read it or anything. It's just for the spirits. I want physical healing for this. I'd like some extra money for this. Whatever it is they want, and I will print it out and put it in my triangle.
That is an awesome gift. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
You are absolutely amazing, Gail. I would love for you to come back, especially after this phenomenal visit with John of God in March. Give the dates again, March?
March 15th, 16th, and 17th in Toronto, and it's johnofgodlive.com.
Fantastic. Yeah, we're definitely going to have you come back and talk about that experience. I know you're going to have some wonderful healing and testimonials to share.
Yes, and I'd love to hear from your listeners if they send me the My Wish and, you know, what happens to them. And even just from being on your show, you know, sometimes just the energy that they feel from it, I wouldn't be surprised if there are people that are going, oh, I feel this warm feeling here. And, yeah, so I'd like to hear if anybody out there is actually getting a healing right now.
Fantastic. Absolutely. God bless you, my dear. Thank you for being with me today.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Philippe.
All right, Gail. You take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.